It is, the great work is that simple, that splendid, that marvelous. It is the human condition that lays upon us possibility, complexity. Indeed, that lays upon it the urgings and needings to stay attached as a caterpillar and not a butterfly. It is the ifs, the buts, the doubts, the whys, the justifications. Of course, it is all natural. But that flows from you as a stream of energetic, programmed thinking and shows off your complete lack of grasping the beauty of God within you, your place in the scheme of things. It also shows that which has turned, the lethargy that you have about life and about yourself. When you do not have knowledge, when you do not have the knowledge in particular of you, you're not interested. If it is knowledge about you, you are keen to hear it. Of course, because you don't have enough. When we learn the knowledge about ourselves, I did and you will. What is the human creature? What is this that you are at once tired of and afraid to lose? What is it that you criticize so much and yet desperately want it to be loved? You criticize it, but you want someone else to love it, because right now you can't. You need a surrogate self to love you until you have good enough reasons to do that on your own. Is all a journey. But to knowledge, to true transformation, is the building up of the fire inside. It is the heat. Knowledge and experience of that knowledge builds up the acceptance towards change, that you can do this, that you are reliable. Indeed, you are reliable, not just a day tripper, not just a dreamer, not just a talker, not just a brave philosopher, but you build up identification. You build up inner strength, because inner strength is only innate when what you learn becomes the fabric of reality in which you express it. And indeed, from that glean the experience of why you had this. And little experiences by little experiences, small changes add vastly to self-confidence. And self-confidence is that unique quality that very strong people have, very willful people. Being strong and willful does not lessen a person's capacity to love and understand, but looking through the lens of your reality at them, your understanding of what love is changes, because you see the strength in action. Little by little, knowledge, you know, about your brain, about consciousness and energy, both being invisible, hence spiritual. Spirit means that which isn't seen. Oh, consciousness and energy are beautiful names, but what are they? And we don't see them through these eyes in this body on this realm until what is unseen becomes seen in our life and we see the changes. Now we have confidence. Little by little, every student who comes to school comes to school. This is no place of worship. This is no place of long oming. This is no place of fasting. This is not a retreat to where one is doused with honey and massaged. That's not what we do here. And indeed, if you came looking for that, I shan't ever apologize. It is a school, and it is a school in which the mystery of what you are is to be learned, not just here, but collecting the cards here, doing the cards here, doing remote views, doing them with the discipline of innate want-to-ness. Because you want to do this. You want to reveal yourself. You want to reveal your mind. You want to see how you think. You want to be examined how you impact and augment the environment, even on a field. Because everything that we do here, you impact. And you get to see, and we get to study why you kept going to the same card. Why, when you were thinking of something, you found that card instead of the card you should have been focusing upon. All of this is beautiful. That you held the focus to create your own card speaks to a whole nother level of destiny. But destiny was happening the whole time in the field with you, because you were moving into the unknown based upon the directions happening up here. That's all spiritual. And we see it playing out in the field of life. Every discipline has not just one understanding, but multiple understandings. And so in the revelation of the school, it is a school to begin to solve the mystery of you, to begin to build up card by card, discipline by discipline, runner by runner, walk every step. You know now what to look for, whereas before you didn't. Now you know how to see how a day comes together, how 7 days come together, how your body feels. You know what cards you found on the field. You know why you were going to the gate, because you didn't want to be on the field. You wanted to go to the latrine. You wanted to get out of the field because you have no confidence that you can do the remarkable. That's all. It's not a judgment, it's an observation. That you can do the remarkable. But each of the doing is self-analysis, starting to form pictures of yourself that you can answer why you had blocks in your way. Indeed, why are you this way? Why are you lazy? Why are you filled with doubt? Why? You get to fill those in. That's what the school does. And knowledge is irrelevant unless it can be lived. What you learn in school, we put in the crucible of the field. We put in your seat on fire, or CNE. We put in the early morning, we match the cold with the inner fire on here to make that grid, the beginning of the quantum field, that we want to see it. We want to see what is unseeable by human eyes, and we want to see it and identify it and understand its measure in our daily life. We want to know how things become things. We want to know the impact of personal thinking. We want to know that it's not just what we're thinking when we are having to be put on the spot that our observer is looking at, but when we are casually alone at night by ourselves walking down the highway byway, what are we thinking? It's being seen, and it's coming from that grid. That's the fire. And mind is developing. No philosophy here. Only actuality. The philosophy has to work. You have to know you can do the remarkable, and you will learn to do the remarkable. And you will say, this cannot be coincidence. There is something coming out of me. There is something being developed. Yes, of course there is. That's the divine light that you always have been. That's why you make beautiful the world. And indeed, to the solace of one's lost self, one begins to be found. And little by little, those cards, arrows of the mind, the beautiful grid, the walk is the butterfly coming. He's walking out of the chrysalis and saying who we are, for we are always being observed, don't you know? And the field lets you see immediately your thoughts. Not my thoughts, your thoughts. Awareness. And when the heat turns on, when you start to get hot inside and you feel an uncommon warmth, it is mind beginning to take form when you say, I have found this card. Out of all these cards, I have found this three times. That's because you found it, and then you kept thinking about it. And you went back again, and then you thought some more about why I went back to it again. Yeah. You found your lover's card, you found your friend's card, you found a food card, you found a gate. And when you pause, you look at this, you go, of course, I'm creating this little field. Indeed, it is the micro world of my world, the bush. The tree, right here, on a singular bough, I am learning that I'm the caterpillar. In this little field, I am learning that I create my day because the card represents people, places, things, times, and events. And that whatever is here is the destiny here. And you begin to get warm. The inner fire is turning on. And with that beautiful understanding that you can test every time at school, you can test in your daily life. If you never come back here, if you learn to move to a neighborhood and to create your day, you can see how the day came together for you, and indeed, you can understand why this person, this place, this thing, this time and event, that the value of those came right out of your head. Well, who's living in your head, pray tell? A ball of light. That be you, eternal you.